Hey everybody, it's me again. We lost Robin Williams yesterday to suicide. He's battled severe depression for years, and we lost him yesterday. But this post isn't necessarily about Robin Williams. There are plenty of tributes already out there, and I'll let them stand for themselves. What I want to talk about are the people who are not nearly as famous as Robin, who are suffering from the same thing. We have a lot of people in this country who are suffering from depression as well as other mental health issues. And while it is true that Obamacare has helped improve mental health access for some people, it's not nearly enough. Mental health has never been on par with physical health, and it should be. I've had to deal with depression myself, and the fact that, you know, resources are hard to come by, especially in a small rural community where I live at, it's been far from easy. And there are plenty of other people who've had to battle it. I've known people who've served in the military, were in Iraq and Afghanistan, who saw combat, who've had to deal with what they've dealt with. PTSD, depression, and other things. And it's as if this country goes, well, mental health is all in your head. You know, if you just straighten up, fly right, and get with the Lord, everything will be just peachy. Doesn't work out that way. The fact is that there is a serious mental health issue. There's a lot of ignorance of mental health. And the fact is that there, especially in these very tough economic times, and let's face it, we're still having tough economic times, and I don't care what anybody says. The fact that to a great many people who are out of work or homeless, they're probably dealing with stresses and mental health issues of the fact that they've really suffered. And instead of compassion, sometimes we react to this with ignorance and stupidity. You know, we need better health care in this country, both physical and mental. We need better access. It's a shame that that other countries can afford to give their people good physical and mental health care, and the most prosperous nation in the world can't do that. Why? Because we have this stupid belief that doing that is a quote-unquote socialist thing. Well, you're looking at, we're the only nation in the world that doesn't have nationalized healthcare. Only industrialized nation. Canada has it. Australia has it. England has it. New Zealand has it. Every nation in Europe has it. And it seems to work for them. Japan has it. Every single major economy in the world has it, except us. And it works very well for them. The only reason we do not have it is that certain corporations make a ton of money off healthcare. And in this country, that matters more than common sense. That matters more than somebody's health. Profit margins. I mean, there was a day that healthcare was affordable. Now it's not anymore. And there are people who will go to their grave defending the system we have, or they want to have now, until Obamacare came along. And it's far from perfect. The fact of the matter is, we have to do something. And the Republicans simply want to go back to the old system. They want to throw away Obamacare. I think Obamacare is one of those amalgamations that had good intentions, but in a lot of ways has really not helped a whole lot. In some ways it has. In other ways, it's done more harm than good. I think that single payer would be a very good idea because, frankly, you know, those companies that are making a ton of money off healthcare ought to be ashamed of themselves. You know, they claim, well, it's all about research. Well, you know, if I were president, I'd say, look, you're going to start do it our way or we're going to turn you all into nonprofits. How do you like that? That's me, though. I mean, it's a damn shame that a family that works hard, does everything right, and saves their money, doesn't spend foolishly, can be virtually wiped out financially because one of their children has the audacity to get cancer. It's a damn shame. And it shouldn't be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Not in this country. But there are people who value money more than human life. And in some cases, these people who do that claim themselves to be pro-life because they're against abortion. Well, here's the thing. If you're going to be pro-life, you got to be all in, or you're not pro-life. You got to be for good health care for children and adults. You got to be both for good mental health and physical health care for children and adults. You've got to be supportive of helping people when they're in desperate need and are trying their absolute best to get themselves out of a hole. You know, not everybody that's on welfare or on food stamps is a lazy bum. You know, just because there may be jobs out there doesn't mean that everybody qualifies for those jobs, you know. And the fact is that it is a proven fact that healthcare systems like in Canada and Britain and such do better for the population, help the society become more productive, more well-maintained. Look at America. Do you honestly think that we are the greatest nation in the world anymore? I don't think so. I think it's our own doing. We've allowed greed and ignorance and so many other negative things to really cripple this nation. And we don't even realize that. You know, that's the sad part about it. You know, it's easy to just say, well, that person's crazy. The person that shot John Lennon and Ronald Reagan, those two persons were just crazy. They should be locked up. Well, if we had proper mental health care in this country and have had it for years, maybe John Lennon would still be alive. Maybe Reagan would not have been had an assassination attempt, and James Brady would not have been severely wounded. That's something that we really should consider. Good mental health care as well as physical health care can save lives, and not just the person receiving the care, but other persons in the community. But we seem in this country to do things bass-ackwards, all because of this stupid belief that if we do things the way that we should be doing it, it would be, quote-unquote, un-American and socialist and all this. Well, here's the thing. Socialism isn't automatically communism. It's not automatically Soviet Union. For most of the Cold War era, most of Western Europe had some sort of socialist democratic government. Look at Norway, look at Sweden, look at Finland, look at Denmark, look at some of the other countries there. They're highly productive. And they have cradle-to-grave care. If it works for them, why not for us? But we're America. We got to be different. In some cases, different isn't a good thing. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm John Thomas Hill. Good day, good luck, and may the good news be yours.